The question was asked, it says in this week's parasha that Yaakov wanted to settle down in peace and quiet, and so Hashem gave him a challenge of Yosef. Is it true that no one can have a peaceful life, a calm, happy life in this world? So the Talmud brings a story that Rabbi Elazar was suffering at home, and his rabbi, Rabbi Yochanan, came to visit him. And when Rabbi Yochanan came, so Rabbi Yochanan had shiny skin. So Rabbi Yochanan revealed his arm and says the room lit up just because he revealed his arm. So whatever that means, I don't know what that means. I never saw shiny people, but that's what it says about Rabbi Yochanan. So he saw that Rabbi Elazar was crying. He asked him, "Why are you crying? You feel like you didn't learn enough Torah?" You did the best you could, and Hashem doesn't gauge you on how much. It's a question of, did you do what you could? If you did what you could, and you did, so it doesn't matter if you did more or less. Hashem gives you great wages for it. Because you didn't make enough of a living, and not everyone has it in this world and the next world. So Tosfos over there quotes that there were those who had the version that it says no one has it good in this world and the next world. And Tosa says that's a misquote. The Talmud does not say that. Tosa says there are people who have it good in both worlds. There are people, Rebbe was wealthy in this world and also wealthy in the world to come. The fact that Rebbe didn't use that wealth to enjoy it in this world unnecessarily, that's Rebbe's greatness. But a person can have it good in this world and the world to come. That's not excluded from our philosophy or from what we know in Chazal. So that's an important point. A person can have it good.